It's levels.
I still have to be some way attracted to you.
I have to look at you and, you know.
Especially if I marry you, because now I'm stuck with you for life.
Yeah, like if you my piece, you my
what
piece.
What about your personality change? Because everybody grow eventually. Like, yeah. What about your personality
grow apart?
Like, yeah, like what about this not busting back then? So now I settled 5 years to look at you and just deal with personality.
You're not lying. I just deal with personality, sis.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like, because I said the problem with us is like, oh, we think we can't find somebody good looking that got the full package. Now they out there.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna come when he need to though.
Yeah.
Because the ugly person, you amp an ugly person up, then now they treating you like they look good.
That's why I feel like everybody, you can't, like, everybody is not meant to be, you know, cleaned up in a sense, because you could clean up a person, you know, and then they leave you.
You hit it right on the nail, because I was telling Twin, she was like, you know, you can build this on someone. I said, I don't have time to build someone up. Because I said, then I build him up now, he gonna go to next shit, build up, and leave me hanging like I ain't putting the work. I don't have time for that. And then I told her, I said, ugly people play hearts too. I've seen it.
You know what, bitch.
What? I've seen it.
Girl.
Ugly people play hearts too, because they get the confidence like, oh, I bagged you, I can bag another. They basing off your look. I said, a guy's always gonna base it off your looks. I don't care what they say. Because they'll deal with a girl who got an nasty attitude, but because she look good, it's worth it.
Oh, that pussy good.
Exactly. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Same way they'll look at an ugly girl and deal with her because she got good walk.
Because she has, because she got some good
They're
pussy.
They're not saying, oh, your personality, da-da-da-da. That ain't the first thing they telling their homies.
Mm-hmm.
They like, oh, why you with her ugly behind? Because that wop is lit. Then they're going to say, oh, because she has a great personality. She's a caring person. That comes afterwards.
You know, and some people, you know, they might, the person really be lit to them. You know?
It's true, no. I've seen it.
Some people, you know.
Some people, I've been questioning it, and it's like, you know, because there's someone out there for everybody.
Yeah, some girls get some lit niggas.
They do.
And they be like, oh, okay. And because, you know, everybody is the eye of the beholder.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
But like I told Twin, that whole, you're ugly to somebody. I just haven't been told that.
Uh-huh.
And that's not even being cocky. I literally have not been told that, like, oh, you're ugly. You feel me? Now, I've been told they don't like me because I'm bougie. Okay, cool. That's cool because I know that.
Hello.
You know, I own up to, like, how I am. Like, it's cool. I own up to that kind of person I am. You feel me? I'm working on it, but I ain't working on it fully.
You know what says.
So, let's move accordingly.
Exactly. But yeah, you got to like the person that you, because I mean, you gotta, like, I mean, you know, you could get a nut with anybody.
But that's what I'm saying. Cause
but
you
to
could
be with a person.
Yeah, like, but to physically be with a person, and now I'm waking up every day. And
looking
now,
at you.
Yeah, like, it's making me wonder, like, what's going on? What happened?
Not what happened, sister.
Because, and then it's like, all right, if you decent looking, okay, but don't go besides yourself.
Ooh.
Either. Then I feel like some people, you get a good looking person and now they get beside themselves, so treating you like you the ugly person.
Exactly. Or, you know, like sometimes you can be too, like, very much into a person. Sometimes a girl could be very much into a person and then it's like, now I have to look at you with my good eye because it's not giving all that.
What's your good eye?
Yeah. You know, sometimes.
What was the eye that you was looking at him with?
It's with the rosy shade. Like, you were still lit, but now it's like, bitch,
now
you starting,
like,
to, you starting to rock, you starting,
yeah,
to spoil.
Let me zoom in because.
Let me really give it to you now. Because, baby, it's not giving all that.
Right.
It's giving all that, but now you're acting ugly. And it's not giving all that, baby. Like, this is a little add-on. Like, baby, you didn't come with this. This is a little add-on. You know what I'm saying?
The addition that you buy on games and
stuff.
Yeah,
the extra
that you're trying to buy.
Now you act. Let me really look at you from the.
Let me look at you
from the right proportion.
Point of view.
Yeah, because the point of view is clear. Now you done fucked that up. Now you done. Your mouth. Your whole mouthpiece then fucked up the whole rhythm of the
persona,
nation.
Like, all right. It was cute.
Now it's exactly. Now I gotta really look at you.
Now I'm coming for you.
Now I gotta come for your juggalo.
That's what I'm saying.
You know? But yeah, you gotta be attracted to the person. That's like I was saying, she's not attracted to Sierra. I mean, and guess what? No, actually you don't. Everybody don't have to be like that. Maybe she based her shit off of personality and not me. It's some people who probably don't like they person, how they look or whatever, because me have you, but their personality is so appealing that
Sis, it just, see, let me tell you why that contradicts that, right? Because her first man was ugly. Okay?
Mm.
Like, predator ugly. Like, the predator.
Now he's ugly to her.
I don't know if love said that she, you know, if love blinded her to think he was cute, but then now she's like, he's ugly. He's been ugly.
No, sometimes a person could be cute, but their actions will make them ugly.
No, sis. Because, like I said, it's the predator. We all know how the predator look.
The predator, yeah, but sometimes, like, girl, like, you know, we
sis,
all,
you
like...
you think the predator was cute?
No, but I'm saying, you know, you never know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but, like, no, like, he really was ugly, and I feel like she knew that. But you know how, like, so, his personality was... To me, his personality always showed he was ugly, but... You know how you so in love somebody, you keep bypassing that flaw?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the situation because his personality always showed how he was going to be. Because she was like, it was good at the beginning, but how?
Well, you know, it's, you
he
know,
isolated you. That's what I'm saying. Love blinded mm-hmm. that flaw that was already in your face.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes you don't even see the flaw in her face. You know, yeah, you don't, yeah. Right, because you don't even see it because you're so in love. But it's so easy for the person that's not, you know,
no,
in love
yeah,
and not
yeah, yeah.
in it to easily
that's
it out.
True. I done been that. Hi. Huh. Oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be nosy. I just
Oh, no, it's fine.
I want to talk to somebody. I just want to talk to somebody.
Oh, thank you. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, he probably just liked that you were a little son. Sound like that your hairstyle and stuff and all that.
I don't know what he said, if I'm being honest.
You know.
Says, did you hear what he said?
I didn't hear him fully.
I heard him.
But I know he started talking. Mm-hmm. I noticed he was start talking. I know that he was talking English.
But yeah, so. You feel me? I've never been blinded by personality.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Personality. I'd be like, cause no, matter of fact, love blinds me sometimes from the flaws that I already saw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's just like I get it, but you know, to say you don't gotta be attracted to, cause then it's just like, cause then
she might have been attracted to him.
But is personality always enough?
To some people, I mean, look,
no, says,
it has
your
to be,
opinion.
For me. It would have to be like you would have to be easy on the eyes to me, and also you know, I prefer person. I would like a good personality, but you would like you would have to be. You know, like you have to be cute. Like I can't. Like it wouldn't work for me off of just based off of personality. I don't feel like. I feel like it would have to be like a balance. I would want more personality than looks. Like you know, like look good, but don't be too pretty.
For me, no.
You know,
I
but
like
have
a pretty boy,
yeah.
But for me, I feel like with personality, your personality, you just have to be able to handle the personality I have. That's what I look for in a person because for me, my personality is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I need somebody to balance me and tame that in. Now, mm-hmm. if you can't tame my personality, you're not it for me. Because I'm a headstrong person. I already know my personality is strong. I already know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let me be like, running you over,
mm-hmm.
you're not it for me, regardless if you're cute or not.
It's
because
not
now
work.
That means you let me talk to you crazy one time, now I'm gonna keep doing it. Now I'm gonna talk to you like a child. You're asking me why I'm talking to you like a child. You allowed me to the first time. You should have stopped me then.
No. Not stopped you, sis.
Yeah, you only let it go once.
Oh, but you know it says.
If you don't correct it once, now I'm gonna keep doing it and think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel like my personality is too strong for your personality not to be stronger.
Mm. In the right way.
In the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like the next guy I get with, because you know, it's because my mom asked me, like, does she think I'm ever going to be in love again? I'm pretty sure I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the next guy I get, he really will have to balance me out because I'm so used to just being independent.
Well, maybe you don't need a stronger guy because, see, then it might be unless it's a certain type of strong guy. Like, he would have to be, like...
But I mean strong, I mean, like, because, you know, for me, intellect is always a big thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Even personality, but I feel like your brain tells me all I need to know about a person. So your intellect is always the first thing that caught my attention besides your looks. Personality, okay, but your intellect, because I like to a guy to give me knowledge, because knowledge is power, and I believe in that firmly. Mm-hmm. So for me, if you can educate me, and I feel like I want a guy that motivates me, like, because mm-hmm. I'm gonna motivate them regardless, because I believe in anything my man gonna believe in. If he believe in, he can reach the stars. All right, I'm gonna stand beside my man. Mm-hmm. Type vibe. Now I want that reciprocated. And then I want a guy that already has their own goals. So I feel like our generation don't have goals. Like, I feel like the guy's goals is always, like, clothes and stuff. Clothes don't impress me.
Okay.
Because I can go get that. You feel me? Like, I always tell the next guy I get with, they got to be comfortable in their skin. Because, like I told him, anything you do for me is a bonus. Don't act like I need you. Mm-hmm. I don't want a guy to think I need you. I don't need you. Mm. You're the addition to my already palace. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the queen, you're the king, but the king position is more so like the queen's position. It's my domain, and you're just coming in it.
Ooh, you know what?
That was deep.
Okay.
Says that was deep.
She said it was your domain, and you're just coming. Okay.
Wow.
So you're not going, like, y'all not going to have built your own, like, it's not going to be your own domain? Like,
because you know what I hate about guys, right? Mm. Because, you know, I feel like gender roles play a role in that. Like,
what?
Like, because you're the guy, like, okay, I believe in you, know the guy, your provider, blah, blah. But don't misconstrue that, like, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like my, like, this generation, the guy wants the woman to need you. Then when I don't need you, your feelings type of way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you. What you do for me is a bonus, mm-hmm. as it should be. Because why do you want a female to always be codependent on you, where you always can take stuff away?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't your female just be on the same level as you,
mm-hmm.
as equal?
That comes to that, and that for me, I feel like is that shows the security of the man, because
exactly.
Oh, too. Thank you. You. I feel like the security of a man is, like, you know, because if a man can't take a woman to get more than him, I feel like then he's already, like, it's showing cracks in his masculinity, it's showing cracks in his manhood, because it should be an equal playing field. Y'all should be making the same, well, even one's making more than the other, it should not be an issue. So, I mean, I feel like y'all should be equally yoked.
Exactly. I feel like I believe in equal. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like it should be equal. Like, I don't have a problem paying to take a guy out. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, let's not get misconstrued either.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, like, you want to spoil your man, but you also want your man to be a man.
Right. And because mm-hmm. now I feel like the men is the females in the relationship. They always crying and stuff. What the female's supposed to be doing, but now you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Then you wonder why we're talking to you like our children. Because you're doing female. You're acting like a female mm-hmm. when I need you to be the man in the relationship. Because why are you crying about me not saying I miss you? Like, what?
Mm-hmm. I seen a post, and the post was saying how a lot of times the guys are so used to, they're so used to seeing a woman do everything in the household
mm-hmm.
that they look for that in a partner, you know?
Because here's my thing.
Like, that strong black woman.
Right, I get it, you know, but then it's also like...
But no, this ain't that.
No, like, I get it. Like, you want a woman, like, handle... Because a strong black woman, to me, gonna handle their own, you feel me? Because they done endured some stuff that made them strong. No, I get that. That's what I'm saying. Like, but to me, it's just, like, at the end of the day, you should be... You feel me? Like, I always believe in, like, when I get my husband, he gonna be head of household, right? Mm-hmm. So you should be able to lead me, and I'm gonna follow, because... You're head of household. I believe when I married you, I believe you was going to make, like, set the path for, direct us in the right path.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't do that, and now I'm directing the path,
mm-hmm.
you're not it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, I feel like when I marry my husband, it's this union, but I feel like, all right, you're the provider, you're head of household. I'm cool with that. Now, you're going to lead us in the right path. Now, if you don't lead us in the right path and I'm leading us, you're following me, you're not it.
But maybe you'll be the one that's appointed to lead. Maybe, what if he still is the head of household, he's still a man, but in your eyes, you know, I mean, you know, you're the one who's, you know, led to lead, then what?
But here's my thing, like, because it was like, all right, did you see the interview that DC Young, what's his name, DC Young Fly Boy?
Mm-hmm.
How the guy was like, would you let your woman make a decision for you? He said, I would consider her suggestion. He said, now her suggestion means that she care about me. She telling me, like, nah, I don't think this is good for your well-being. And he said, if that suggestion was worthy, like, I consider it. You feel me? So I feel like, in this sense, like, say if...
But what if your suggestions was leading y'all in the relationship? What if
why are my suggestions always leading us in the relationship?
What if that's the plan? But he's because still doing everything else that's needed. It's just
but
that...
But why you can't lead us too?
So what was a mutual leading ship?
I don't think that ever be for me.
Why?
Because I'll take it to the extreme.
But you're already such a head. No. But no, I don't feel like it. Because you're already like... Because you want a man who is submissive. I mean, like, you want a man who can't allow you to be submissive in all of this and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel as though that, you know, if it's a balance.
For me, sis, I'm already a leader. But, like, if you let me lead.
And then he let you know, all right, let me run the shop real quick. And then, you know, I thought that'd be good for you. Because you have to exercise your.
I feel like it's too late.
Yeah, but no, I think in a relationship you probably would want that. You know, like, it's, I think it would be an equal balance because you're very...
Here's my thing. When I'm in a relationship, people don't realize because I have a strong personality, but I am submissive, though. That's the thing.
But that strong personality is still in you in a sense.
No, believe it or not, when I'm in a relationship, I'm submissive and I believe, like, if you're going to lead us, I'll believe, like, all right, I'm putting faith that you're leading the right path. Now, if I have to continue to lead us, this ain't it, because why can't you read the path ain't going there?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, certain situations, you could read the path. The path is saying not go there. But yet, you still want to go there. For what? And then what about him? If he leading and it's for selfish gain, that's not for me either.
But what if it's not for selfish gain? What if it's for knowledge and strength and, like, you know, like, y'all growing together in a sense?
But that's what I'm saying. If he leading us like that, I'm cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I shouldn't always lead.
But you don't mind leading at sometimes.
No, I don't mind leading sometimes. I know me. Sometimes I am gonna be like, nah, we should do this.
But idealistically.
Idealistically,
you
though,
want somebody to be a leader.
You need to lead the path. Because my thing is, you can lead us into safety, into protection, with whatever, you know, whatever that may be. Then I can't trust the well-being. My well-being, my children's well-being. Because for me, it's like an example. Like, you feel me? If I have kids, the parents is the role model. So it's like, if I have a son, I want him to be able to know, like, I'm going, because to me, you know, a man's always the protection.
Mm-hmm.
I need my son to know, like, this is how you're supposed to lead your family, but also give your woman a chance to also lead too. But it should always be, like, you able to lead your, because what's going on? If you can't protect
very
your family.
Very much like he's the head and you're the neck.
Right.
Because the head can't turn without the neck. So
exactly. But what,
I get
did,
it.
What did they say in the Bible?
What?
They made Eve out of Adam's rib.
Oh, yeah.
So let me be your rib, because the rib protects the heart, protects all the important organs.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
So your rib cage is up here?
Yeah. Your whole rib cage is all this. People think it's only right here. No, it's all this.
Oh, it's on.
It protects everything. So it's like, I'm the rib cage. I'm protecting all this.
Mm-hmm. That's good intellect. That was a good analogy, sus. I like
right?
that. That was a good. I like you. You thought that was brought together
yeah.
very full circle.
So that's how I want it. Mm-hmm. Exactly how that is.
Okay. And that makes sense.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, a woman is supposed to protect their man the same way. Because, you know, out here in America, you know, no teeth about the race, but, like, black men here in America, you know, it's hard out here, so. You know, you got your woman out here willing to hold it down, protect what they believe, what your man is capable of.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's also a simple fact, like, you need to be leading me too. Like, I protect all, but you need to lead too.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel.
It's going to be a mutual leadership.
Yeah, it's a mutual leadership, and I need you to lead a little bit more.
Yeah, you want, okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You want, mm-hmm.
Because I know how I am, like, you let me lead now.
So very much he lead and this is suggestions.
Right. And if my suggestions lead us in the right place,
cool. But let's not do that.
Right. Let's not. Because now I feel like I'm taking on the leadership of everything. Mm-hmm. I'm already taking care of the kids. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because mothers always have the more nurturing.
Most definitely.
So it's like, I'm already taking care of that. Now I'm making sure you're good. But now I got to lead us too. Well, damn. Are you bringing home the money? Because the money.
But you're not going to be no stay-home wife girl now. That's not good.
No.
I'm very much like your ass come home. I'll be home at 4.
Right. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, even with taking care of kids, I feel like it should be mutual.
Taking care of kids would be mutual, but I feel like more of the
women are always gonna do like
more of
kids is nurturing in them. But like, I also feel like don't get misconstrued.
Disciplinary and stuff of that sort.
Right. Like, I feel like it should be like we should be on one page when it comes to parenting. If I said no, it's no. That's how it needs.
But
because if you like
to a certain extent, I feel like with little shit,
all right. But not too much. Candy and you say
okay. Cool. Or a little cookie before.
Okay, cool. But if I told her she can't go to the party, it's a no. We all said she can't go to the party. She needs to go in her room.
Yeah.
Like, it needs to be a neutral. No, because I know me. I'm probably not gonna be the disciplinary, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Because for me, when it comes to kids, I do not like being disciplinary.
You know.
It breaks my heart yelling at a kid. They're probably my soft spot. Oh, that's kids? How I know when I have kids, I'm not going to be the disciplinary because I'm going to be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, child.
Because what am I saying sorry for? I don't know. But just the look on your face. It's just so like, oh.
No, you got to bust some ass.
I remember I used to yell, like when I used to pop my little brother, and he'd cry, Happy, come here. Now I'm feeling bad. Because it's the look. It's the look. Kids are my weakness.
Huh?
Kids are my weakness. Like, I feel so bad yelling at kids. I don't know why. That's probably the one time I tone down what I'm saying.
It's with a child.
Kids are always my weakness, yeah.
But look at that car. It's kind of cute.
It is.
Right as fuck. So you need that insurance. It's going to be high.
Yeah, eventually. I don't. Because, you know, when they do the car paint, right? Do they have to, like, do you have to go to DMV and re-register?
I'm not sure.
The color? Because, like.
Yeah, probably. Right? Yeah, hell yeah.
Because the color of you. Look, Francisco.
Okay, Francisco be
out. Francisco be out.
Okay, I ain't mad at him. What the fuck I am mad at?
Did you order your stuff,
sir? No, I'm about to go inside, honey, and get myself together and walk to this fucking store. Because it ain't going to be right until I get some Pizza Hut. My stomach is just, like, crying for it.
It's crying for it? I don't know what I'm cooking, but I feel like it's something crying. That I'm not
going to
eat.
And that's not right. I said, and that's not right. Like, you're not going to eat it over here with my hoodie on. Very much in a hoodie woodie. Well, y'all, that concludes a little, The Ghetto Mother Goose. Ah, child, I don't even know. I'm about to get a new name for this. But, just much prosperity to all. I just wanted to give y'all a little conversation insight, you know, get your life, get a little laugh, stuff of that sort. But let's all remember, we come from greatness. And until next time, y'all. So, I seen a meme on Facebook, and it says, do you think that somebody raised from love can handle a person raised from survival? And in my personal opinion, I feel like they can, and I actually feel like it could strive, because honestly, it's kind of like opposites attract. You know, love is kind of the opposite of survival, in a sense. Not fully, but in a sense, because a person can use emotions based on survival. Meanwhile, a person can love, I'm high, a person can love off of surviving, just like a person, I know that was totally off thing, but just follow me, just like a person can love off of survival, just like a person can have love and still be surviving. I feel like the two just have to have a common ground and they have to meet in the middle. Now, there are a lot of instances with me where people were surviving and I'm just so loving and nurturing while also still surviving. But you know, my character is normally a nurturer, you know, like in relationships, I'm normally the nurturer. So like the survival kind of isn't fully there, I don't feel like. I feel like it's just more so in the background in a sense, you know. But meanwhile, a person's still surviving and it could work, but I feel like they have to meet in the middle. There has to be some type of common ground. There has to be some type of, you know, like, if it's meant type shit is going to be, I feel like it has to be like, the person has to want love and want to come out of survival. Now, that's the only way I can see it working. I mean, in a long term, you know, because in hindsight, not even hindsight, just looking at it from two points of view, I feel like the hating, the love, I mean, the survival could be more of like a negative trait, you know, it can't be very negative. So I feel as though that that's in control. I feel as though that the love can definitely, it's definitely the neutral ground, because we all have love in us. And I feel like we all have survival too, in a sense. But that's just my takes on it. Again, the question was, let me see. Do y'all think somebody raised from love can handle a person raised from survival? And I believe that they can. I believe it can. I believe that they both could. Hey, y'all. So let me tell you, right? I'm still working on a name for this group and shit like that. But I'm definitely working on it. So I'm going to start doing something new with this podcast. For all my spiritual people, you know, the universe guides you. For all my, not even religious, but still spiritual people, you know, God guides us. We're all roads lead home, regardless of the fact. So before I start my podcast, I'm going to try to always pray beforehand. This way, everything I'm saying, I know is coming from the Father. Because who else can it come from? So, Lord, just guide my tongue on this podcast. Allow everything to what I say to reflect my feelings, not to reflect reality, but just to reflect how I'm viewing the situation at hand. Allow people to not to be hurt or, to, you know, whatever about what I'm saying. And just guide it, Lord, as you always do. I'm grateful. So, I'm just really, like, I'm a Taurus sun sign. I'm a moon Pisces sign. And I'm a rising Leo. And what that means is, from what my interpretation is, the sun is like my core values, which is Taurus. My rising is Leo, which is how I like to be perceived by others. And my emotions is of a Pisces, which is the moon sign. So I wanted to chat with y'all real quick about just grieving, you know, just grieving, just trying to get through it. So recently my girlfriend had just passed away. And one thing about me, I feel like I'm very, I always have a mask on for the most part. So a lot of things, it takes me a long time to realize that a lot of things do affect me in certain ways. But because of my mask, I don't really deal with it at the appropriate time. I mean, well, it's appropriate when I deal with it. It's just, you know. So my girlfriend had been hitting me up or whatever, you know, like, a girl finally got blessed with her apartment. So she was in the same area as me. So, you know, she was hitting me up. And for some reason, I just wasn't, we just didn't connect, you know? Like, she'll hit me up, we'll set up days or whatever, but we just never linked up. So, she was on my mind, actually, she'd been on my mind, but what happened was, I seen a post on Instagram or whatever. Now, mind you, Instagram deleted my old page, so my, not even my new Instagram. Yeah, my new Instagram. So, I went on my new Instagram page or whatever, and I seen, well, not my new, but another one I was using, and I had a mutual friend on there that was her friend, and I seen her post a picture. Now, mind you, the person in the picture, he had passed away. So I'm thinking in my head, she's just trying to remember him, you know? But she wasn't. She was also, well, maybe she was remembering both of them. I don't know. But she was reflecting on my girlfriend. So the following day, I woke up or whatever, and I seen that, you know, she had, what did I see? I seen that so I was led to her page that following morning just to go see what was going on Facebook or whatever, because I'm like, you know, she's on Facebook. Let me just see if she, you know, see what the tea is with Miss Mama's, because I haven't spoken to her in a beat, you know? So I'm like, let me just see what's going on with her, whatever. Because last time I spoke with her, it was giving me very much, like, I could tell she was going through something, but, you know, us as trans girls, we're always going through something. So, and with us being so resilient, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, girl, you know, whatever you go through, we all go through shit. Whatever you're going through, it'll get better, you know, like. But see, she's from Argentina. So, with her being from Argentina, a lot of things wasn't given to her, you know? Like, she had to come over here and get health insurance. She had to come over here and do this and do that. And at the time, I mean, meeting her, like, I met her at a very crucial part of my life, I feel like, because I was like 27, no lies. What am I talking about? Maybe I was like 27. Damn. Either 26 or 27. And I was just moving to New York or whatever. Because, you know, well, some people don't know, but New York out here, it has a lot of resources, more than, you know, New Jersey or whatever. So, I was like, it was given very much, you know, it's time for you to go. And if there's any young listeners listening to this, you know, when you're 18, 19, for me, it was given very much like, you know, my mother was good. Like, we were cool and shit. And plus, my lifestyle was so fast. And, you know, she was going through what she was going through. So, I was just on some shit, like, you know, shit was cool, but as I got older and, you know, things started to change, like, we started getting a lot of arguments. It was to a point where we couldn't stop getting into arguments, and that's really, like, you know, that's very, like, rare for us to go through that, because normally, everything is always cool, you know, for the most part. Like, everything is always, you know, like, you know, we get arguments, but it don't be as much, especially nowadays. So, but back then, it was just so much, you know, and I had so much going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had my friends were staying over here, you know, and it was just a lot, you know. In hindsight, looking at it now, it's like, I can understand why she was upset, because it's like, not only is your ass in here, like, yeah, you're working and shit, but not only do I have to, like, I mean, maybe not even really put up with me, but just deal with what I bring, you know, because I'm messy, I'm this, I'm that, you know, I have a few things with me, so it's just like, I guess it was much more of a headache. I'm sure it was. Because you got two other people in here that's not your kids. Then you got a dog that has to be walked. Then you got your own personal shit you dealing with, you know. So it was a lot. And we were just always getting into arguments. So for me, I believe that that was the time, like, it was given, bitch, it's time for you to go, you know. And not like I'm kicking you out, but very much like, girl, you gotta go. Like, it's too much going on, you know. So when I went to New York, like, child, I was just so scared. Like, I'm going to New York. I got accepted for the shelter. And I'm going to New York to try to make it happen. Like, for it to happen, nonetheless. For it to happen. And it was, like, very shell-shocking to me, you know. It was very, very shell-shocking to me because it was, like, on some shit where, like, my mother, in a sense, is, like, my comfort zone, you know. So regardless of all the arguments we go through and stuff of that sort, like, I know at the end of the day, it's always going to be love. So I feel as though. I don't know, but I feel like that. So it was just real mixy. It was like, bitch, like, you're really, like, God was allowing me. God was making me walk on faith. And, you know, the walk paid off, as all walks do, you know. And I met her, you know, at my very first shelter. I met her and I met my other, well, I met her and I met a best friend of mine named Justin, you know. And it was very, like, me and Tida, I believe we clicked. Me and Justin, we clicked automatically. And I believe me and him clicked because, you know, we were very calm, we were very similar, and plus, we just wanted a place of comfortability. You get what I'm saying? So, it was like, we smoked a blunt and never departed type shit. Like, always smoking together. Like, that was just my bitch. And one thing about me is, like, I feel like I'm a type of person, all I need is one friend. I don't need 1,000 people to be around. Just one good person, one good Judy or two, you know. So we could kiki, we could smoke these blunts, and that's just that on that. Like, it's not even given a whole group of people because that's not just my style. Like, I can't do it because I'm such an emotional person and I pick up on energy so, so quick that I feel as though a bit, it just don't work for me. Like, it just don't. So I deal with, you know, Justin. I was dealing with Justin. I was dealing with Tida. And then I met a few other people that I was cool with, too, you know, that I, like, I grew a bond with. So about 4 people. And that's how it went. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, boom, boom. So I went to so many different places, you know, like, going through these, like, bouncing through them shelters, trying to get my placement, trying to get my apartment. You know, I went from here to there to there to there to there. Like, a bitch was in all 5 boroughs of New York besides Brooklyn, you know. And we always kept in touch. So when I finally got my place, I was like, oh, all right, well, let's, you know, I wanted to get together. But where I'm living at right now is so fucking mixy, you know. It's like very much to me, like, I can't, like, I'm, as I said, I'm not the friendliest person, but, like, I don't click up, but I am friendly, I am cordial, you know. Like, I do like to be around people to a certain extent. Like, I like my peace and space, but if it's given that, I would like for it to be able to give that. I don't want it to be a situation as to where a bitch can't do it or, you know, whatever, you know. And that's what it gives me where I'm at. It don't give me the comfortability of a place. I mean, it gives me the comfortability of an apartment. It just don't give me the full comfortability of having my own shit because it's as though, well, being blessed with my own shit because it's just as though, like, It's just not fitting. It's just not fitting right now. So a bitch is trying to do little things. Little things are in the works, I believe, to spruce shit up, like buying little things and getting little wallpapers and just trying to make it more homely, you know. But nonetheless, like she and Tyler, she's such a very eccentric, and I'm not really sure what eccentric means, but I think it means like different. And she was like, I thought I had my own style and I was unique. She had her own style and she was very unique. Like, she was a tattoo artist. Her she's a tattoo artist. Her her father is a musician out in a big famous musician out in Argentina. Probably in the States too, to a certain extent, you know, because like they're Spanish, so I really don't know his genre of music. The father, so it's just like, child. But you know, she's that was her background, you know, like that's where she came from, you know, and. Us just meeting and her having the style she had and being so like just fearless and just fearless, unique, talented. What else can I use to describe her? Organic. We definitely clicked because we both was earth signs. Like, she's a Capricorn, I'm a Taurus, so we definitely clicked. We bumped heads, but we clicked on that note. You know, and just a go-getter. Like, that bitch was the hustler, you know, and she has a very strong drive and very resilient, you know. Like, she has the great ability that was given to her to bounce back, you know. So, we just vibed, and her being the first person, it's just like, damn, like, bitch, I met you in New York. Like, you was the first girl I met. One of the first girls that I met. You get what I'm saying? One of the first girls that I got cool. One of the first girls that I met. Because, see, I was a New York bitch. I did New York. You get what I'm saying? But not living there. But she was, like, one of the first people one of the first few people I really got cool with and built a bond with. And for me, to, like, I'm type of person like this, like, time doesn't change shit. Like, I could not see you for years, but if it's an issue and we link, you know, and you need to see me, it's going to pop off type shit. Like, I'm going to link up. And I just, like, it just, like, for me to know, like, what really just hurts me the most at this moment, present moment in time, what hurts me the most is the fact that she reached out to me. Like, we talked so many times, and for her to allegedly went through what she went through, like, nothing murderous and nothing, that's what I'm grateful for. Like, when I found out that it wasn't, like, you know, dealing with a dude or dealing with, like, her being her, you know, like, that really brought some relief to the situation, because it's like, damn, like, bitch, not you. But it's just a fact of her reaching out and me not being able to reach back out to her. I mean, me not being able to link up with her. It just really, it fucked with the doll, you know? I mean, it's fucking with the doll. And it's just like, and like, the way my face is set up, like, I know what's meant for me, it's going to be meant for me. What's meant to happen will happen. I just still have that remorse, though. Like, damn, bitch, like, I wish I could have done something. But also, me hearing how she was, allegedly, before passing, I feel like part of that was a good reason I didn't see her, because I'm so emotional. Like, I'm just, and it's so ironic because I'm so, like, I'm such a lion on the outside to really be such a lamb on the inside. And it was a quote that I heard from Dave Chappelle's mother, or from him, from his mother. And it was, sometimes you have to be the lion so that you really can be the lamb that you need to be, that you want to be, or that you are, you know. And that really, like, spoke to me in a sense, because I always tell people, you can't have, like, I'm so soft. Like, I would literally see my girlfriend and I'll have a scar on my face, and then as soon as I walk up to her, it's like a whole new person, you know? And that's because in certain places, you just can't, you can't wear your emotions on your sleeve. You can't wear your happiness on your sleeve. You can't wear your nothing on your sleeve, you know? Because they look at that as a sign of weakness. So it's like, I always thought at the end of the day, honey, if you gonna try me, you really gonna try me, because the way I'm looking at you, it's like, bitch, it'd make anybody think twice about trying it. I feel like some probably won't, but I feel like the ones who really gonna try is really about the shit. But nonetheless, child, like, it's just a mess, like, when you don't deal with your emotions like that. So, now a bitch is just on some shit like, a girl just feels so alone. Like, from this breakup to both of them dying, like, it's like, baby, like, 2 out of my 4 good girlfriends that I built a bond with is gone. Like, you know, and it just fucks. It just fucks. And then the thing about it is, too, everything is happening back to back in a sense. You know? And it's just doing me in right. Like, it's just doing me in right now. It really, really is. Because when you grieving, baby, that shit comes out in different ways, I feel like. Like, 1 minute, you good. And the next minute, you ain't. You feel me? And I'm honestly, if I could be frank, like, I really, not even I am, I'm just really hoping that God makes it so that a bitch don't get high. Because I want to get high so bad. Like, I really just want a good piece of E-pill. And just try to, you know, escape these emotions that I'm feeling. Escape these emotions that want to fill me, you know. But I gotta, like, I have to learn how to deal with life on life terms, you know. Like, I got so much coming up. And I know, hopefully, a bitch can live life on life terms. Like, y'all, as you can see, a bitch overthinks, like, clearly. But, yeah, like, it's so much going on, and it's like, I don't want to fail. I'm not even fail. That's the wrong choice of words. I don't want to disappoint myself, you know? Like, it's just so much going on, and I'm so vulnerable right now. Like, if I didn't need to heal any other time, this time I need to really heal. Like, I need to heal from old shit. But I definitely, like, some healing has to begin, because mentally I'm not there, and I'm becoming more and more agitated. I want to fight. I want to start fights more. I mean, having fights, it's like arguments. Like, I'm not as pleasant as I feel like I should be. And I'm not as in tune as I should be. It's just so much going on, child. I'm just really like, you guys be like, really? Like, for real? For real, Father? Like, my faith? Child. I have faith, you know. The amount is to be determined, but bitch, you have faith, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's larger than a mustard seed, you know, like, it's not, you know, it's not small like that, even though I know that would be sustainable, but it's not small like that. It's just a mess, you know, like, child. But things will get better. So on that note, y'all, I just wanted to come here and vent just a little bit. Like, I just wanted to vent out my emotions a little bit, you know. Cause, child, like, going back to New York, it's not going to be draining. It's just going to, like, really, like, you know, like, really let me know where shit is at. And that's going to hurt my feelings. You know, like, going home, like, damn. Not even going home, going to my apartment, going to my house. It's giving very much, like, you know, like, it's like, damn, bitch, like, you and her kind of been kicking. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I was like, oh. But that's just that grief, you know? It's just that grief. So if you know anyone that's grieving, just bear with them, because everybody internalizes emotions differently, you know? And everybody settles into realization differently. And you might think, I mean, if you know the person bullshitting, because a lot of people bullshit, they bullshitting. But if a person's really going through it and they acting sporadically and they really don't carry on like that and they're telling you it's because of some grief, don't just write it off, because I feel like it really might be, oh, a little bit of grief in there, you know? It might be a lot of grief in there, but they don't know how to deal with that shit, because I don't do, like, I don't, you know, like, because I'm not close to people like that. So, and I believe that's because I'm just so fucking emotional, you know? Like, I care so much. I care so much that it hurts me. Every little thing hurts me because I'm so sensitive. It's, and I love it, you know, and I love that about me. And I'm learning to, you know what, and I'm going to learn to continue to love it every day. I love that about me because I'm present, you know. And the shit feel like, you know, like, shit going to get better. Shit will get better, you know, and I know that whatever is needed for my path and my journey, God will not remove from me. So, I got to look at the cup half full opposed to half empty. And know that if it's shit not going your way, and be hopeful to remember, if shit not going your way, you can always restart. You can always go to sleep, start it over. That's how I feel. Like, I'm, like, I can't allow that feeling to overtake me because I'm, like, such an optimistic person, but I could get real dark. And this is probably, this, in a sense, maybe the darkest time I've been in, just emotion-wise, thought process-wise. Like, I'm not given the ability right now to cycle out this bullshit, you know? Like, there's so much in my head, you know? But it's so many times that I've been shown that, you know, whatever's in my head is unsubstantial, because if it was meant to happen, it would happen, you know? Like, I'm still being blessed abundantly, you know? Like, I just, like, child, I was led to fucking check this account, and I had some extra money in there, and I was like, I'm so grateful for that, you know what I'm saying? Even though my feeling of happiness in that moment didn't last long, I definitely, my gratefulness is eternal, you know? I'm forever grateful, you know? And I was just very, like, you know, I was so, like, I was happy. I gagged. I'm like, damn. Because it was just about, one, like, you know, I got a, like, I was just really gagging by it, you know? And I feel like that's God just giving me something, like, look, bitch, I'm on your side. And it wouldn't have to be, like, my, you know, monetary gain or material gain, possession gain. Just something to make you feel better, you know? Like, that's why, like, that's what it's like to me. Like, here, bitch, like, I'm on your side. Here is something to make you feel a little better, girl, because I know you're going through it. Bitch, I'm putting you through it, so I know you're going through it. Like, this is the way it was written. So, I'm just grateful, you know? Like, I'm just very, very, very grateful. And I'm very thankful, and I'm very hopeful. If none the fucking less, a bitch is going to have some hope. Because that's what kept me going for so many years, just hoping. and hoping and hoping and hoping and hoping and hoping, and that hope never failed me, you know? And I'm grateful for that. Like, and things gonna get better. It's gonna get better for us. Like, shit will get better for us all in due time, and you know, and as long as I got breath, everything else can be sustained. Everything else, I feel as though can be handled. As long as I have that breath, that means that I have a purpose, and we all the same. We all have the same. Like, no one's better than the other one. Not a Beyonce, not a me, not somebody who's on the street sleeping. Because guess what? God woke up every last one of us, and that's just that on that. Like, how dare you? The fuck? He flicked our switch on. And how dare me too? The fuck? Because my thoughts be right. Like, and I always had a fucked up mindset, I feel like, in a sense. Not fucked up, but just so negative because I've been in such a negative light. But when things were so much more better for me, you know, like, I was so much more positive mind. Then it makes me sad because it's like, bitch, you can't have these thoughts. Like, these thoughts that you're having, like, it saddens me, because, like, damn, bitch, like, you, like, what the fuck is going on with you? You was, like, shit was so sweet. Shit was so, like, smooth, and I was just, like, child. But thoughts will come and go, and at the end of the day, I just tell the devil it's not going to change nothing, because what's meant to be will be. And that's why I'm grateful I'm not in control, because if I was in control, in my opinion, I'd be doing the fucking most. I have a little bit of perfectionist in me. Like, I want you to be good. And because I care so much, I feel like that pours into my perfectionist, because caring and perfection go hand in hand. If you're a perfectionist, you have to care a lot. So I feel it though. So it's just like, child, at the end of the day, shit getting better. And God shows me all the time why I'm not in control, why he's always on my side, and why I'm not in control. Because, baby, at moments like this, a bitch will have no control. And that's just that on that. So I'm just going to feel these. I'm hopeful that I could just, you know, and I'm going to pray on it, that I could just feel these emotions, you know. I just want to feel these emotions. Because I don't, like, I do an E-pill Saturday just to be fucking recovering until about Wednesday, Thursday to feel normal. Just, like, it's just a whole waste. God, buy mad cigarettes. God, buy mad weed. Just to do a, like, no. No, fucking no. At this point, I would just cry and get it out and go to sleep. Like, at this point. And I'm feeling like that's more healthier for me. Like, bitch, just cry, get it out, and go the fuck to bed. It'll get better. Because that pill ain't gonna do nothing for you, but intensify your emotions when you come out of that shit. And be careful with doing them drugs, y'all, because let me tell you something. I promise you, when I tell you I feel like my mental health has declined a little bit, like, a bitch just feel like, not that a girl's hearing voices, but a bitch is just, like, not mentally as stained as I was before. You know, like, it's just not what it used to be. So, you know, just be very careful about taking them drugs. You know what I'm saying? Especially who you buying them from. Because everybody that you buying them shits from, like, listen, boobs, like, child, be careful who you buying your shit from. Like, I had motherfuckers tell me they sold people coke. That's Alka-Seltzer. Motherfuckers who, you know, like, people, bad motherfuckers, but people, you never know what a person would do for some change, you know? And that $20, that $10, whatever, can push them further than what you may know or what they may think. So, it's just like, child, just be careful. Pray over your drugs, you know? Just, like, baby, just be careful out here, y'all. And, you know, and try not to, you know, get high based out of emotions. Because one thing I've learned for me is that when you do that, one, you're not going to feel a full high. And two, you're going to spend more money because you're trying to escape something. For me, when I'm good mentally and I'm just in a celebratory mood, one is one and done. One and motherfucking done for the most part. I could pop a pill. I mean, you know what? Scratch that. Maybe not. But maybe not. No. Yeah, about the celebratory thing and all that, but maybe not with a pill. That's a bad example. Maybe with some good snow, a bitch could, you know, be good for one time and be done with it when I'm good. But when I'm not good, it's like one is just never enough, you know? It's just never enough. And I feel like I really have to feel this because it's too much coming at me, you know? Like, I have a loss. Like, I experienced so many losses. Like, I have a loss of a friendship of 14 years this year. I had lost of my friend, my best friend, last year, 2020. I had a lost, was it 2020 or 2019? 2020 or 2019, I'm not too sure. Then I have another loss recently with this bitch. Oh, no, not this bitch. God. And see, that's part of grieving too. Like, I'll get mad sometimes to start reading in my head, and then it comes to me, like, bitch, the reason why these thoughts is coming, or the reason why this shit is happening, or whatever the case may have you, is because, bitch, you're mad at them. You're mad that they left you. So, opposed to crying, you turn that into rage and start getting reading them and shit. And I learned that from Pose. I was taught that through an episode of Pose. That message brought to me, you know? And shit like that happens, and that's part of grieving, you get what I'm saying? And I just feel like I really... Oh, yeah. I didn't even say I lost... Child, hold the fuck on. A bitch had the fucking gag. A friendship of 14 years. Boom. I lost that this year. Then my best friend passed sometime, like, you know, recently. And, you know, with, you know, recently, within some years or whatever. Then, or whatever, then she passes away, then, okay, and then, you know what, before that, forgive me, Father, because I was, it's giving too much, but I heard you. Then, I lost a situationship that I was dealing with for like 2 or 3 years. So, those 4 losses right now is just really taking it out of me, and like, part of me, like, I feel as though that a bitch really want to be back in that comfortability zone, but I feel like when a person says certain things to you when they're mad, certain things, like, and you know, and certain things said on my part, too. No, too. Now I'm thinking about it. And I shouldn't have said that. I mean, it was meant to happen. Just looking at it now, I just feel like that shouldn't have been said. Like, that's so disrespectful. And like, I tell my, like, you know, my good best friend, I be like, baby, you can't hit somebody, tell me how to respond. And that goes the same for disrespect. Once you open that gate, disrespect, you can't tell a motherfucker how to disrespect you back once you started that shit. You get what I'm saying? And this is the respect was definitely broke. And that also happened with me just being high and my feelings, you hear what I'm saying? And so it's a lot of things that I work on. And I'm not just saying like, oh, you know, but it just kind of contradicts what, you know, I just said I was going to say about how he spoke to me. Because, and the thing about it is, like, still, like, I am wrong, and I feel like he is wrong as well, you know? Like, I feel like we both were wrong, you know? Because certain shit he was saying was like, damn, like, that's how you niggas look at a bitch. Like, that's why I feel like, baby, like, don't do too much for these niggas. I feel like sometimes because these niggas, baby, they will see what the fuck you're doing. And they will want 10 times more. And then if y'all get in an argument, if you're wrong or whatever, you know, like, a motherfucker will tell you how they really feel about you, and they'll call you things like a doormat, like, you're always going to be there, type shit, you know, very comfortability, very much like, bitch, you're not going nowhere, very much like, wrapped around my finger. So, don't get these niggas too much, I feel like, you know, and never let these niggas fuck, because one thing I'm grateful that I didn't do was let him fuck, like, because, baby, it was already, like, he was given what he was given, and you're not supposed to fuck me, because the thing about it is, I feel as though it would have been much more than, it would have been a big thing, because now you're really trying to put in my emotions, you know, but child, I feel better talking with y'all, and hopefully, this helps somebody out, you know what I'm saying, hopefully this gives some understanding on certain things, and I'm just definitely grateful just to be ranting and just getting my emotions out. But until next time, y'all, this is your girl, the Gullah Mother Goose. And remember, we all come from greatness. Do remember.